Everyone, and welcome to episode 261 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time, around these parts, let me give you a peek into what we're about. 8-Bit Geek is a lot like getting an economy ticket on an airplane. Yeah, you think that you're getting a good deal at first, and heck, you know, you're just going on vacation. Well, you get to the airport and you find out that there's hidden fees. Got a bag? That's $25. Extra carry-on? There's another $25. Would you like to pick your seat? Yep, $25. Then you get on the plane and notice it hasn't been updated since the 90s. The seats are ripped. They're all so cramped together that your knees are hitting the seat in front of you. As soon as the plane takes off, there's crying babies everywhere and a man who fell asleep on your shoulder. A little bit of drool coming out of his mouth. It's going to hit you. At least you have those in-flight snacks, right? Sure, if stale pretzels and a flat soda are your thing. So welcome aboard the flight of 8-Bit Geek. Enjoy the ride. I'll be your pilot. My name is Jeremy. With me are two men who dress up like flight attendants on their days off.
That's me, Kevin! I account for both men in this situation. Kevin W.K., the beardiest of flight attendants. You want a red, you want some ginger in your ginger ale? I've got you covered.
God, I don't think I could do extra ginger.
I'll just spruce it up with some of my own ginger.
At the top of the show, let's mention it. Kevin is gone this week. He has a family situation going on, and I'm sure he'll talk about it next week. But unfortunately, he is not here for this show. No. So we hope everything is okay with Kev and all of that. Thanks, Rex, for subscribing 7 months in a row, buddy. And Seeker17, thank you for subscribing with Twitch Prime as well.
We've also got a couple of bits. Zach just drops them in. Unfortunately, Kevin's normally the one who watches all this stuff, so we may be a little bit behind. But I do see from, it's like Pizzle? cheered 15. Oh god, we just got another sub from dude. Thanks
dude.
Pizzle to 1505 bits, saying I have been watching for a while and now I don't have work on a Monday. I'm stoked. Yes. To be watching. Keep up the content, boys.
Yes and thanks dude. Boy. There's three people with subscriptions and we got some people with bits falling everywhere, so there's only one thing to do for that.
Oh.
No, that's too far.
I went too far.
It's just us, and we had last week off because I took a vacation, and I went to the West Coast. I drove there.
Yeah, he took his car. He was going to take it to West Coast Customs. He was going to get a car put inside of his car. But tell us what happened when you met Exhibit.
Well, he's old now. he's a lot older than I thought he would be.
Yeah.
So he had some really crazy ideas, but all those ideas were from the early 2000s. He's got nothing new to share. Like he doesn't have very good ideas. He's just like, we're gonna put a shag rug in.
A shag rug?
Yeah. And then he wanted to do dubs, and I was like, dude, we're so past 20s. And he was like, oh, so it was shitty. So I moved on from that. I didn't do that.
No, it's I mean, it was a rental car, too, so.
When I took it back, they were really surprised. I will start by saying this. First, we had an issue getting the rental car, right? So we were leaving, and we didn't get the rental car. It took us an hour to secure the car. So finally, we got it. And we start our drive out to the West Coast. I will say this about going cross country in a vehicle for 21 hours. You have to really like the people you're traveling with.
Yeah, and you're with family, so automatically no.
So you really have, like, you, there's something inside of you, like, it's not for everyone. It's definitely not for everyone.
Cause I could travel cross country with any of you guys. I would not want to do it with my family. No, just no, right now, just no. I'm good. Good. I live with you. I don't.
Yeah, because essentially it's 10 days cramped into a car and in a hotel, and you know there's not a lot of me time, so it's definitely a struggle, and it's not for everybody. But this is what we did. The first day there, we go to Universal Studios, right? And we decide we're going to do Harry Potter Land. Now, that place is magical as fuck.
Yeah, did you get your wand? Did Ollivander give you a wand?
This little kid did not want to go through the process of getting a wand chosen for him. You know what he did? He went to a street vendor and was like, "Oh, just give me that one." I was so disappointed. So disappointed. But that's besides the point. We decide. I have the butterbeer. Butterbeer, really good, by the way.
So good.
But also, I could not finish it because I was so high on sugar.
It was very sweet. What was the temperature like when you went?
Actually, it was cold and wet. It was raining.
Yeah, see, when Ed and I went last April, it was like 85 degrees. It was a beautiful day in Orlando. It was a little muggy, but it was really nice. But it was like, you know, we're warm, mm-hmm. you know? And so like we got the frozen ones and we're just like pounding them because they were.
Oh yeah. I got the frozen one too. It was really good.
And so on a hot day, it was so good. You just couldn't help but just like down the motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I actually just recently, I when we were there, I also, cause it was again, 80 degrees and we've been walking around the park and stuff. I got some Gilly water cause that's what they sell their water there.
Mm-hmm.
$5 for like a 16 ounce bottle of Gilly water. I finally threw the bottle away. Because it was just like a plastic bottle. It's like Gilly water. But I was like, oh, it's a souvenir, right? Because I got like the mug. I got like the frosted mug. I kept that. I kept that bottle. And of course, I got a wand and stuff. But I was like, oh, man, Harry Potter, right? And then like the other day, I was like, why the fuck do I have this goddamn plastic bottle that says Gilly water? Ain't get no fucking gills.
So the wand was actually, I thought it was going to be more. It was $50 for with the magic in it. And I thought it was going to be $100.
Yeah, 50 is not bad. 50 is not bad. I mean, mine's up still in, it's like, it's in the case, but it's like turned up so you can actually see the wand, but it's still like in its little like,
you know, it's nice weird. They wanted $30 for the display for it. I was like, I'm sorry, what? You want $50 for the wand and then $30 for a display? No, get out of here.
Yeah. For like, I immediately like went to like Etsy and was like, okay, Etsy, what you got? Just to see if anyone else had anything. Like, and of course they do, and significantly cheaper, but for now it's just, it's still just in the box.
Yeah. Let's see. Thank you, Zek, for the subscription.
Oh, thanks, man.
And so we get to Universal. We go. The first thing we do is go. Okay, let's hit up. Let's hit up all the rides at Harry Potter. And the first one that we do is the one where it sits you, like, four across, and you go flying through the castle, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get to the top. We wait in line for about 10 minutes. It wasn't a long wait because it was they just opened up. And I get up there, and I get in the seat. I got kicked off the ride, man. I got kicked off the ride because I was too fat.
Yeah, what happened?
They pulled down the straps, and I went, huh! Huh! And I'm trying to close this thing, and the workers come over, and. Then she goes, I'm sorry, but this black thing here, this black bar has to meet this black bar in order to lock you in. And I went, I can get it in. And I'm like shoving it down and it wouldn't happen. And then I went, well, that's it. This is embarrassing. I got up. The family's locked in. Great. She was like, do you still want them to ride? I said, yeah, of course. Let them have fun. And so the lady felt really bad for me. So she was like, come here. Come here. She put her arm around me. Come here.
Oh, where's this going?
She led me into a back room.
What?
Yeah. She wait. Like, she goes,
does Ashley know about this?
She's on the ride. Fuck it.
What?
So she leads me into this room and she goes, listen, I'm going to give you front of the line tickets for, I'm going to give you six of them. So that way you guys can go and enjoy them. I was like, oh, okay. So she prints up 6 tickets for me in the front of the line. I can skip. Awesome, right? So I get off the ride, and I go to the end of the ride waiting for them to come off, and they're really excited because it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
At that point, I was like, oh, God. Well, I've never been too fat for a ride. This is sad. So we leave, and we have fun doing that and everything. We go and do a couple more rides, and then we meet up with some friends. Well, her friend was in a wheelchair, and I went, oh, fuck, we're going to be here all day. Like, oh, my God. Like, a wheelchair, really? Come on. Until they pulled out the golden ticket, the one that says front of the line access for the wheelchair. We did not wait at all, and it was awesome.
And then, like, you took those 6 tickets you gave them, you ripped them up and threw them to the wind.
Didn't need them.
Fuck it. Didn't need them now.
Didn't need it anyways. So we went to we did a couple shows, which is fine. So the first show that we did, it was an animal show, which, I almost ruined. I literally almost ruined the show. Let me take you behind the scenes.
Okay.
And so it's the animal show. It's at the Universal, and it's one with all the Hollywood dogs and cats and all these other animals that are trained professionally that are in the movies.
And they say, don't, no food in your pockets. And you just always keep that prime rib in your pocket.
I like where you're going with this. Before we go in, Colin is like, oh, Dad, I'm hungry. I was like, well, can we wait until after the show? Like, it's just going to be like 15, 20. No, I'm starving. Okay, cool. There's a food truck in Simpsons Land that does nachos. So I get some chicken nachos. They're $14. Now, they give you a good sizable plate. He eats a quarter of it. And I go, I'm not wasting this. This is $14. So I'm walking, just eating them up, having a good time. They didn't say anything to me when I walked in and took my seat. Now, since we have the wheelchair, we all automatically got front row seats. So I the show is going on, and sure, everything is going off without a hitch, right? And I finish, I'm like, well, I'm done with these. I'm gonna put these below me. I'm gonna put them under my seat because that's logical. Everyone is behind me, no big deal. And then this dog comes out, and they're like, all right, we need somebody from the audience as a volunteer. So this kid gets up there, they're starting to train the dog in order to do its thing, right? So the dog gets its treat, and then it looks back towards my direction. Now, the stage is probably a good, I don't know, maybe 20 to 30 feet. I didn't know that a dog's nose could smell this far. It's amazing. So the dog looks back at me, looks back at the trainer, and is doing its thing. It looks back at me again. And I'm not thinking of anything yet because my food is tucked underneath. I've already forgotten about it.
Yeah.
So the trainer does, okay, do your thing, dog. Like, do your thing. Let's call him Dobby. So do your thing, Dobby. And Dobby doesn't move. Dobby instead stands up, walks all the way across the stage, down the little steps, and jumps into my lap. Now, at this point, the entire audience is staring at me, and Ashley's face goes red, and she hides her face in her hands, because, and I go, hi, Dobby. Hi. And then the trainer's like, Dobby, what are you doing? Dobby, are you looking for new friends? And so Dobby sits there and then jumps off, goes in between my legs, and starts going for the nachos.
No, and at that point, you've got to know what's going on.
I do. I grab the nachos and I move them and I put them up on the seat behind me. And I'm like, no, Dobby. No. And so the trainers finally like gets Dobby's attention. Dobby goes back to the stage. Here comes this big burly bouncer looking dude. That's a security guard. He grabs the nachos from me, looks at me in the face and goes, are you done? And I was like, yep. Yes, I am. And he takes the nachos away. I was like, I looked at Ashley and I go, have I embarrassed you? And she goes, I'm so embarrassed.
I would have been like, bitch, you don't know those mine. Someone left these here. Are you done? Are these your nachos, sir? I'm sorry I got my fingers in your nachos.
No, that dude was standing there watching me eat those nachos earlier in the show.
You should have said something if it was going to be a problem. You should feed their fucking dogs.
I did not think it was going to be a problem because everyone... Like,
worry about... You can't, hey, you know what? You know what? You know what though? You can't give Dobby nachos because it'll make Dobby a free dog. Yeah.
Dobby? Yeah. And I didn't think it was going to be an issue because, like, people are eating chips and, like, all this other stuff. I guess the chicken and the cheese really took over that.
Yeah, it was what that dog craved.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome. So that was my fun story about almost ruining a show there and embarrassing Ashley quite a bit.
Well, yeah, but you know what? That's worth it.
Yeah, it was totally worth it.
On the first day, perfect.
Yeah, nailed it. So we had a fun time. Everything was great at Universal. We also hit up San Francisco, and I know some people say don't hit up the tourist places, Caleb. But I went to Alcatraz, and it was such a awesome experience. I will say that they overcrowd that place. Like, they ship in new people every 30 minutes. Like, there's a new boat bringing fucking people in. I guess like 5,000 people on average will go to that island, which is too much because everyone's crammed together. You can't really enjoy it. But I did get pockets of enjoyment out of that. It started raining and downpouring, so people like would run into the prison. And they would stay there, and all the outside was empty. So Colin and I went to the prison yard, and we're like, "Oh shit, let's go out here. There's nobody here." So we got some really cool selfie shots and like shots of each other in the yard where nobody is, because I mean, and that shit doesn't happen because it's just always full of people. Mm-hmm. So that was really fun. We had a good time. And then after Alcatraz, we went to Chinatown. So we went to Chinatown and we were looking for some authentic Chinese food to eat, and nobody takes card there. It's only cash.
Well,
and we didn't know that going in. And so we ended up just going to Union Square and then eating there. But we didn't have any cash. We didn't have any cash on us. So, but all in all, San Fran, fun town.
And that's then, a cool place.
And then we went and hit up Vegas, which was really fun because I went to the place that I never thought I'd go to. Wahlburgers.
Finally. Mecca.
It seriously was. And you know how you have your little Gills cup? We got Wahlburger cups. So, and then kind of expensive, but I think it's the Vegas tax that was put onto that.
Probably.
It was $20 a person. That was to get a burger, a drink, and a side of fries.
Would be the best fucking burger you've ever had.
It's a really delicious burger.
There you go.
It was really delicious. But also, Colin saw boobs.
Finally. He is now a man.
He acted pretty appropriately. Like, okay, so when he saw the statue boobs, he freaked out and he was like, and he kept laughing and looking at him, right? But then there were real boobs on the street and painted boobs. I didn't see any, I wanted to see what his reaction was going to be. Mm-hmm. So he clearly looked right at him, and then he just respectfully turned his head. I couldn't believe it. I was like, holy crap, because I was like, let's see how this plays out. And so, yeah. And guess what? He went to school today. And he didn't mention anything nasty about boobies
that you know of
that I
know a teacher heard.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So that was my vacation in a nutshell, and then 21 hours back to Texas. So,
well, that sounds delightful.
Yeah,
except for the car part.
I'm flying next time. There's no fucking way.
It's gonna be so expensive. But yeah. Maybe someone renting a car for a week.
The car we got through Costco for $300 for an SUV.
Fuck that. Yeah, do that. And you should, that's a fucking plane ticket.
Yeah, I know. So
you probably spent maybe $300 on gas.
I'd probably say that. But you know what? To get us all out there would have cost a lot of money to fly around, and then we'd be stuck in one spot and wouldn't be able to travel. So
right. Yeah.
All in all, it was just fine. We had a good time. But if you guys are listening, if you're new, and if you like what you heard and some story time there, please subscribe to us. Okay. You can subscribe on Audioboom. They are our sponsor, and we love them dearly because they pay for all the bandwidth, so that way we can deliver the show to you every week. But you can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio, and anywhere else that you find podcasts. We're there. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, and of course, we're live every Monday night right on Twitch. We stream it, you can interact with us, and we have a ton of fun. Also, thank you everybody for donating those bits. I see that it's raining bits in the chat, so we appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with us, but you can't make it to a show on Monday night, then we do have a communication tool. It's called Discord. I'm sure you've heard of it by now. If you've listened to the show, we mention it every week, but you can hop on in. You can say hi to us. You can meet some other people, like-minded fools who will join in on the fun. You can meet some new friends and find someone to game with. Do that, please, because we want to hear from the fans. And of course, if you like this show, then you're going to love these other shows. We have 8-Bit Saga, Divas, Dropkicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and Garbage Day. And there's talk of a new show coming about. I'm not going to give any details away, but it does happen to involve possibly somebody from 8-Bit Saga starting their own podcast.
Oh, no, we're not giving that asshole show. Fuck that.
Never mind.
Fuck that.
We have just...
I'm going to squash that right now.
Well, that was just a rumor, by the way.
He'll never hear this. Uh-oh. It's fine. He's not getting the show.
No. Of course, every week we ask you politely, but first we thank you for some cash that you always give to us. We really appreciate everybody who goes into their pockets and pulls out the $1 or $5 or $10 or $25 or whatever that you give every month to us. We love you for it. We thank you for the support, and we try to give you extra content through Patreon. We give you a pre-show and a post-show, and we also give you some new stuff that's coming in the pipe as well. And we're always trying to provide you with extra content that says thank you for the money. So if you'd like to, you can become a Patreon and you'll get some extra stuff from us. And it all goes back into the show. We try to take that money and make it work as much as possible to get more listeners and to get better equipment and all that good stuff. So thank you for that. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And now let's get into Miss Connections.
Let's do it.
Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They are completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Miss Connections.
Dude just asks, is it possible to get exhibit in today's Miss Connections?
Probably not yet.
I mean, I don't see why not. I could pull off a really terrible exhibit voice.
Did he mean exhibit? No, yeah. Oh, I thought he meant like, could he submit something?
No, I think he means exhibit.
Exhibit. I mean, if you want to try to do an exhibit, I'm not.
It's going to be terrible, but I'll try. It's, you know what? I think mine fits it. If you scroll down a little bit.
Oh, okay. I'll check it here in a second. I'm still stuck on mine.
All right. Where's penis? I mean, Sean.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, well, it's just.
Yeah, it's just you.
Yeah, it's just me.
That ginger fool isn't here.
Mm-mm, we kicked him off.
Oh, good.
Well, my,
hey, remember that time that he was on Saga and it was a shit episode?
It was the worst received episode that we've ever done.
Yeah, it was terrible. People, I wasn't in it like at all.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can gauge how well an episode of Saga is going to do based on whether or not I'm in it a lot.
I've noticed that. I'm gonna start like asking for you more on the show because I feel like your talents are being wasted.
They sure as shit are. Well, so this week comes from Kyan and Tanea. I want wet diapers, but stuck at work. My body is average.
That's true.
My height is 6 even.
Mm-hmm.
My status is divorced, and I am 36 this week.
That's a lie.
Have a huge fetish for wet diapers. It has nothing to do with kids, just diapers.
Glad that you clarified.
I'd love to go for a walk and find a bag or three of wet diapers. Not two. Not four. One or three. Near the bus stop of Cayenne and Sinia. Tanea, whatever. Put the brand of diaper you have as the subject so I know you're real. The wetter, the better.
God. I think that we just found the title for this week's show.
Yours truly, because I'm going to go wait at the bus stop, Sean Pennis.
Oh, thanks, Sean.
What the fuck?
I don't know why these are on here. I don't know why people are so weird. Okay, so we had a fan request to do Exhibit. I don't know if I can do it. This is going to be terrible. Nope, that's DMX.
What the fuck was that?
It's like a mix of DMX.
And the Russian woman?
Ill dog. I'm going to go with it.
Okay, own it.
Ill dog, if you got big nipples, contact me.
What?
Yo, my body's average. I'm 6'0", and I'm single, and now my age is 60. Where you at? I'm gonna hook you up with them dubs. Swimmer, 60. Very safe and discreet.
Now, swimmer's fine because you're clearly not a single white male.
I'm a swimmer. And I got swimmers. I want a very safe and discreet place, you know? Hook up those tubs. Would like to meet a very sexy woman with big nipples. I don't know why, but I've always loved that. Such a turn on, like a key in the ignition. Especially love Latinas with big dark nipples. Love to see them nice and stiff. Just like a drive shaft.
God damn. Sure. Sure.
If you love to have them played with and sucked on, please contact me. I can host, because I've done it before. No pros. Exhibit out.
That was bad.
It was terrible, but
it was very bad.
I think it's gonna be a winner. Well, since Kevin's in here, I mean, we gotta call him his buddy. Where's his Where's?
Hey, yo, what up?
Oh, hey, what's up?
It's totally me, Velvet Jones.
What's up, Velvet?
Not some ripoff character. Suede Johnson.
All right. we got Velvet.
I know what you like.
Yeah, I know what you like.
Brooklyn.
That's in New York.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Eddie.
Now we know the real name of Velvet Jones.
Oh shit. Oh, sorry, my name's Velvet. I'm 5'8", 170 pounds with blonde hair and big blue eyes.
Get lost in them, baby.
Are you in need of an erotic and arousing spanking?
Because I'll do it.
I have just the spanking method you need.
With my hand or a belt.
My method doesn't hurt.
That's right, real soft.
Unless you are into pain, lol.
Then I'll beat your ass.
My slaps are gentle.
Swap.
But it will always have you begging for more.
Ooh, daddy.
If you like, we can role play any scenario you wish.
I'll be a leprechaun, bitch.
This could be a one-time thing or on a regular basis.
9 to 5.
Pick for pick. Please give a brief description of yourself and put the color of my eyes in the subject matter to weed out bots and spam.
They're blue like the ocean.
I look forward to hearing from you.
Call me.
Happy spankings. Whoopsh. Conversations.
I always love it when we double team Velvet. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, shit.
Phrasing.
Phrasing.
Classic says, Doug, how do you keep a straight face with Jer in the background?
Years of practice of just completely ignoring him.
The top box office, man. So Black Panther has set it hasn't set a record but no movie has done this since Avatar. No movie has been number one for 5 weeks in a row since Avatar 10 years ago. So that's pretty dope. And it made $27 million. This will be the last week that it's on top, but I mean,
What comes out next week?
I don't know. What does come? Oh, Pacific Rim?
I don't know. Maybe. If it's not Pacific Rim, it'll definitely be Ready Player One.
Yeah. And so in the next 2 weeks, I mean, I think next week will probably, this week will be its last, or next week possibly, like, I think it's very slim because even the newer movies have kind of caught up a little bit. Tomb Raider came out making $23 million in its first week. I mean, I don't know how much they expected it to make, but...
No, but you know what movie made a lot of money that no one can believe made any money at all?
I can only imagine.
No, yeah, no, let me tell you what it is. You don't have to imagine, I'll tell you. It's a movie called I Can Only Imagine.
Yeah, they only expected that to make like 8 million or something like that.
I think, okay, so this is my conspiracy brain gone, right? There was another movie that came out this week that is number 5, and it's Love, Simon, which is a kind of coming of age gay romance story. I think it was written and maybe directed by Greg Berlanti, who also does the Flash, Arrow universe stuff. And it's, you know, it's like a teen kind of drama love story movie, but, you know, kind of like what we all grew up with, but for a gay audience, which is, it's not the first of its kind, but it is, I would say, the first from like a major motion picture studio. Obviously, there's a lot of indie flicks and stuff like that, that have done these in the past. But so my thing is, like, there's been a lot of promotion for it. So I really feel like the Christians came out this weekend to really get behind their I Can Only Imagine movie. It's about
that's
the song.
Possible.
I Can Only Imagine.
But also, it had a little bit of star power. It had, what's his name? Where's his name?
I can only imagine. I don't recognize it. Trace Adkins.
No, I thought that the father, his father, I thought was what's his dude? Famous actor.
Oh my god, I think he's fools.
I don't never mind, I don't either. I thought that maybe it was just the way that they portrayed him, but I thought that who's Brickell? Anyways, fuck it. I don't know.
Yeah, Greg Berlanti directed Sorry, I Love Simon. So, mm-hmm. And again, his Greg Berlanti's everywhere right now. Black Lightning, he's an executive producer on that, on Flash, Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow, Riverdale, and the upcoming Sabrina the Teenage Witch series over on Netflix, which got, by the way, a 2-season, 20-episode order out of the gate.
What?
Yeah.
Did you know that they're going to reboot her other show? Sabrina, not
yeah,
Sabrina.
Clarissa Explains It yeah, All. Cool. Yeah, yeah, Nickelodeon's in talks with Melissa Joan Hart to star in it
yeah.
as the mom, which I hope that she plays I'm still Clarissa, right?
Yeah, for real.
Like, she still has to be the same character. And it can't be like, ew, Clarissa Explains It All with new Clarissa and this old hag.
Yeah. She's like, this is my grandma.
Yeah.
My mom died.
So, but at the same time, like, if it's Nickelodeon, Clarissa Explains It All, and it's the mom. I mean, it's not like, you know, Boy Meets World at least changed to Girl Meets World, and even though it had, you know, Corey Matthews and Topanga in it, it was still, you know, they had a heavy, you know, pretty heavy presence on the show. It was still focused on the kids. So I don't know what Nickelodeon's gonna,
I don't know what they're going to do either. I hope she, I you know what? I hope she failed at life, and she's still in that goddamn room. I hope at her age, and I hope that her friend still climbs through the goddamn
Sam?
Window.
Yeah, if she and Sam aren't boning, if they're not married and boning, like, what the fuck is the point of this show?
And I think that the first episode is him, like, trying to climb up, and he's, like, real strut. He's like, oh my god, my back.
I'm so old.
I've been doing this for so many years.
Yeah, why don't I just come in the front door?
Yeah. No, my parents are here.
This is my house. We are married. Why, Clarissa? Why?
Because her parents still live in the house, and it's too weird. You know, it's just weird.
Yeah. I also hope she still has the pet alligator named Elvis, and it's the same one, and it's actually the same shots from the original series.
They just go back to like a 480,
just like it's just like. What do you think about that, Elvis? And then, like, from 1080 to 4:3, just like, shot of the. Oh shit!
Oh god. So Netflix lost its Marvel kind of license, right? Because Disney started their own streaming service.
Yeah, that runs out in 2 years, I think, 2020. Well, maybe 2019, next year. Oh shit! Yeah, I think maybe next year.
Well, guess what Netflix is doing? Well, they just they went ahead and signed the creator of Deadpool to bring a superhero cinematic universe to it.
Yeah.
So fuck it.
Yeah, Rob Liefeld, who I believe will be at Dallas Comic Con or Fan Expo Dallas here in the next month, creator of Deadpool, signed a deal to turn his Extreme Universe comics into a series of films with producer Graham King and Fundamental Films.
Yeah. So that'll be really interesting. Now I want to know, like, I haven't really followed that comic label, so I don't know what big names are in Extreme Universe.
I have no fucking clue, man.
That's what I want to
see.
Know.
We have 50 characters. Okay, covers 6 comic books, encompasses more than 50 characters that include Brigade, Bloodstrike, Cybrid, Rejects, I don't know, Blood Wolf, and Kaboom.
I'm in.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
I'll watch
more,
it.
More, yeah, whatever. If I'm down. Fuck it.
There's going to be the Joker origin movie, which no one asked for, but at least they're pulling from some cool, an origin story from The Killing Joke.
Yeah.
So.
So The Killing Joke, we talked about this before. When I said, like, oh man, they're doing an origin story, I hope they pull from The Killing Joke, because that is one of the better stories. It's mm-hmm. the whole, like, shitty comedian who, like, owes people money, and then, like, the mob make him put on the red hood, and then he, like, so becomes the Joker. So it's being executive produced by Martin Scorsese, which just like, yes, please. Like, please.
Yeah. And that's Todd awesome. Phillips, Todd Phillips is directing it. The director of The Hangover, which I mean, it could end up being a really amazing film with the people that are wrapped up.
My concern again is that like Joaquin Phoenix is like the one that's still being talked about to lead this movie. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, where does this fall? Is this not a part of their DCU?
No, I think it's going to be separate.
Like, well, why? I don't understand. I will never understand DC's desire to muddle the waters and shoot themselves in the fucking foot.
I think because of the fact that when they did, so they did Justice League, and it just came out that Justice League was the lowest profiting movie in their newest DCU universe, whatever. And so I think that makes people really nervous, and they went back to the drawing board and said, "Fuck it, let's just throw a whole bunch of shit at the wall and see what sticks." Instead of just, you know, waiting it out. Yes, you're gonna stumble, but like, come on, guys, like, do it the right way.
Now the problem is, and we've talked about this so many times on the show, it's just exhausting at this point. But just there's no patience. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, hey, oh fuck, we had to fire Zack Snyder because he's a terrible director and his first cut of the movie was unwatchable. Well, shit, let's bring in another director. Cool, let's get the guy who brought us the fucking Avengers movie. Cool, 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 cool. So we're going to push back the release of this, right? No. It's still going to come out in 3 months.
Yeah.
Like, you get a rushed product. And that was my biggest complaint about Justice League. It has some amazing parts, but the fact that they couldn't get Cavill to fucking shave his mustache because he was filming Mission Impossible, so they had to CG it, and it looked like shit. And everything just looked like shit. And what's even crazier is that I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but there's what is it fucking called? The fake stuff or whatever, where they replace people's faces.
Oh, the AI.
The AI thing that replaces mm-hmm. people's faces. They've taken that with Henry Cavill and they've made it look better.
Yeah.
By using that AI, which took 15 minutes to render all of his scenes with his mustache, and it looked better than the actual cut of the movie.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? What is your excuse, DC? Like,
cheap help, man. Cheap help. You know, if you go to a movie theater now and you sit through those Marvel credits and you look at, you know, most of the time you don't look at the credits because you're just talking and waiting for the end scene. But last time for Black Panther, I saw about 50 fucking companies, CGI companies who worked on special effects. I was like, my God, like this is so insane how many, and about half of those will go bankrupt because they do it for so cheap. Like, yeah, it's a bidding war.
That's a huge issue in the industry. Just, I mean, we talked about this a couple of years ago. I forget which house it was did a CG for a movie, won the Oscar, and then filed for bankruptcy and closed the next month because while they won the Oscar, guess who didn't make any fucking money?
Them.
Because a lot of them, they do like those, they do the deals where it's like, okay, we'll do this and then we'll get X cut from the box office. Mm-hmm. Because these places need it done and they need it done quickly, so they hash out these quick deals. But by the time the movie comes out and the producer takes his cut, the executive producer takes his cut, this company takes their cut, this company takes their cut, but they're like one of the last ones. What happened to our 5% of the movie? That's gone. We hashed out 200% of the profits of this. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so these companies, they get fucked trying to like help a movie like get their shit done on time. But I'm so over talking about the DCEU. Just, hey, anybody at Warner Brothers, if supposing you guys don't sell this shit, hit me up.
Yeah.
I can help you out.
We can.
Clearly, I know what I'm talking about. I think anybody really, cut all ties with Zack Snyder. Erase him from your memory. He never existed. Stop referring to him as a fucking executive producer on any of your movies. Just specifically to them. Because he's still like tweeting about shit that's coming up for like Justice League 2 and shit. Mm-hmm. It's like, bro, you're not involved anymore.
Go away.
Go away.
Go make an indie flick. Okay, remember last week or 2 weeks ago when we talked about MoviePass and the CEO saying like how they track customers and everything? Kevin's not here, so I have to. I'm depending on you.
Wait, say it again.
Hi.
I'm sorry, I was reading the chat. Someone said my name. It says DC. Doug started Saga. He knows his shit. That's true.
MoviePass. Remember 2 weeks ago when we talked about them tracking customers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I told you, my sage advice was, if they're tracking your shit, go to a strip club after every single movie you see, no matter what movie it is.
And I did that.
Yeah?
Did that. Yeah, it was good. But what they did was they updated the app, and then they released a statement saying that they've never tracked anybody. They released an email that says that's not how the software works. It doesn't track you after your movie. It only tracks you to make sure that the theater you're at the theater to check in. We're very sorry for the confusion.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah, we'll update. Now, this doesn't really have anything to do with film. Well, I guess it does, but this is just really sad. Toys R Us is closing all of its stores. All the US and UK stores. I don't know about you, but growing up, man, watching those ads, like it had a place in my childhood. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. I can play with.
Yeah. A little off topic. The Jamie Foxx on Fallon when he's doing the impersonation wheel, the singing impersonation wheel, whatever it's called, impersonation. And he does a John Legend singing the Toys R Us theme song.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking good.
I gotta look it up. I haven't seen that.
Oh man, yeah, because he does that, and then he also does Vanessa Hudgens singing on top of spaghetti or whatever.
That's
it's
awesome.
So fucking good. No, they're both really good, but he's great. But it's John Legend, Toys R Us theme song. I wish they had, why someone at Toys R Us didn't go, hey, can we get him for a commercial real quick? Yeah. Like, can we have him sing the song real quick?
I'm really sad because somebody brought up, Zach brought up in the chat, like the Christmas book. I used to do that as a kid. Like I'd get their Christmas catalog, like book and that they sent out, and I'd circle everything I wanted. And it was like a process. I even started doing that with Colin, and I was like, hey Colin, here, check this out. Here's a book of, you know, circle everything you want. It's really fun. It's just something that you remember. And it's just really sad too, because this was one of the few places that you can go and find something in stock, because most of the Targets and the Walmarts, They don't have it in stock, a lot of the stuff in stock that you're looking for, but you could always count on Toys R Us to really, you know, find something that you're looking for. And now it's going to be gone. And that's a huge hit to the toy industry as well. And I know that there was a few toy makers who were chipping in trying to save this thing, but it's going to be a goner. Hopefully in bankruptcy, somebody steps up and buys it out and maybe reopens it with a different plan. But, Yeah.
So. I was reading about, because, you know, there's all this stuff. It's like, no, Amazon didn't kill Toys R Us. Apparently, it's political. Like, it's the people in politics are involved in some business thing that they did that, like, fucked them over somehow on some shit that's happening. I don't really know. I was just like, oh, well, what are you going to do? I'm sure someone in the chat may know what I'm talking about. But I guess the point being is, like, you know, yes, hopefully someone will step up. They're not closing in Canada. The Canadian stores are staying open. However many they have, I forget exactly, but we'll see what happens. If they close, someone will step up somehow.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's get into some gaming news here. And Valve has been jealous of Nintendo, and it's preparing to start shipping games again. Making and shipping games, which is crazy. Gabe Newell said that, hey, we're ready. It's time. We haven't had to do anything because the store, obviously, with Steam, but with them making hardware, they looked at Nintendo's model and they said, man, we really fucking love that they are doing hardware and software, and that's what we need to do. So they have released a card game, which is the first game that they're doing, or they're going to release the card game, and it's called Artifact. And then we'll see what happens from there. I mean, is Half-Life 3 on the way? Maybe. Maybe, but it's the closest that we've ever gotten to a third game out of Valve. Is just him saying that we're going to start releasing games again. But they're working on a ton of games, they said. They're working on several IPs, and so we'll see what happens.
Left 4 Dead 3!
Rex says they're probably redoing the engine. They've already redone the engine, and so this is the first game called Artifact is the first game that is taking advantage of their new engine. So, Microsoft
Left 4
is...
Dead 3!
Sorry. Yeah. I have a ton of Xbox news here because this week was, they just flooded the blogs with everything. And yeah. Here's the first one is they're forming a new cloud gaming division.
Sure.
And, yeah,
it's sure. Okay.
It would set the company up to enter the world of game streaming. So, I mean, but why do they need that if they're doing the Xbox Game Pass? Like, do they need to do that? I don't know if they do or not. I like the idea better of downloading the full game, not having to worry about an internet connection, and then not having to worry about seeing little pixels on your screen when your connection goes to shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seeing lag issues when your internet like kind of taps out. You know, just, ugh.
I don't like it. And they also promised the biggest show ever at E3 2018.
Briefing set for June 10th, saying it'll be the biggest show ever. What the shit? How? If they're not coming out going like, oh, y'all wanted exclusives, baby? Like, here's fucking Fable 4. Here's...
Listen, if they show Fable 4, that's the fucking... They just whip their fucking dick out and they just throw it on a table and say, here you go. And that would be huge for me.
That would be huge for them. But is it huge enough? Is that
it's not.
Metaphor Wang bigger than PlayStation's?
It's not. Not unless they do something. Not unless they throw out more Wangs.
Well,
they got to throw out a lot of more Wangs.
You got to throw out some nuts too. You gotta just make sure. No. Well, and that's the thing. Like, what other, like, I mean, okay, no one gives a shit about Halo anymore, right? And then, like...
Halo still sells, man.
Halo still sells, but, like, it's not Bungie anymore. You know
but
what I mean?
Not,
like,
It's not...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what other exclusives they really... Gears of War?
It's kind of following the same trend.
I think we need some new exclusives. I think they need to partner more with some of these studios that are, like, PlayStation is. We're like, you know, Oh, you want more content for the game for your Red Dead? Oh, get on the PlayStation. You know, like stuff like that. Like they need more. Like I hate that happens. Because I don't know if you remember this way back when pre-orders, you actually got like cool content with your game, like extra levels or skins. Mm-hmm. You know, and you didn't have to buy it. It was just for pre-ordering. I always hated that stuff got split up that way. Where it was like, oh, but if I get on the PlayStation, I could get, you know, ooh, two more levels. Ooh, but if I do it on the Xbox, I get the, you know, something sword or whatever, you know, whatever. I always hated that it got split up that way, but they need something. I don't know what it is. Fable 4 would be a good start, but like, fuck Forza. Who gives a goddamn shit? Who cares? Give me something else.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. I don't know what they could do. I don't know what they're planning on putting in, but They've got some big announcements. We'll see when it happens because we usually live stream that when we watch it all together. So you'll hear it from us. Amazon is giving away some free games every month with Twitch Prime. They just announced that, and so that's pretty dope.
What are you talking about? They've been. I mean, I get free games with.
No, Twitch no, no. Prime. They're going to do it every month now, like PSN Network and Microsoft, like. Right now, you get Super Hot, Oxygen Free, Mr. Shifty, Shadows of Tactics, and Tomb of Annihilation this month. So from March 15th to March 31st. So they're setting up every month now. You're going to be able to get these free games and bigger titles and everything. So I know that they offered it once in a while here and there. They were like, oh, here's some free cool DLC or here's a free game. But now they're setting it up to...
Well, it will be interesting to be. Is it going to be through Twitch's shitty fucking platform?
Yes, you will have to have Twitch's platform in order to do
it. No, thanks. Salt pass.
Yeah,
thank
you, though. That's what I did. I just went, meh.
Well,
I just went, meh. I've never heard. I don't know if you've ever heard of this guy named Ninja. He's new. Like, he's. I guess he's I guess it's not a guess, it's a fact. He is Twitch's biggest streamer. His name is Ninja.
Yeah, he's a part of some like esports team, isn't he? Or like not team, but like TSM. He's not part of TSM, but that sort of.
I'm not sure where he's from, but yeah, he just took over.
I think.
And he got he shattered Twitch's viewership and almost brought down the entire fucking website when he had Drake play video games with him and he played Fortnite with him.
Oh, that's insane.
And it went from, I guess, Dr. Disrespect set the record at just under 400,000 concurrent viewers. And then this one was over 600,000. I mean, it's going to get shattered again as viewership grows, you know, but quite the accomplishment. Good job. That man, it came out today. He did an interview with CNBC. And I guess he makes just from streaming video games, 500,000 a month. Makes you die inside a little bit. He's the best, though. When you get to be the best, you get paid.
I remember watching him play at one of the Invitationals, the PUBG Invitationals.
Yeah,
I remember him doing really well.
He loves that Fortnite now. Yeah, that's all he plays. There are two major esports players associations that are in the works right now, which is very much needed. It's going to kind of work the same way, like as in like, you know, NFL has it, NBA has it. It's essentially starting a union, making sure that they get paid correctly, they get benefits, and they get just taken care of, because right now anybody can kind of take advantage of them. And, you know, there's not a lot of rules set in place for people looking out for the players. So it'll be good for them.
Yeah. That'll be good. Also, they mentioned in the chat, but we talked a little bit that Arlington, Texas is getting a esports stadium.
Yep. It was
the largest in the country, because we joked about if Jerry was involved at all.
Yeah, I remember that. So that's going to be very interesting. I don't know when they start to,
I don't know, but it's going, I guess, near where like Rangers and Cowboys are supposed to be, over in that whole.
It's gonna be huge.
Whatever the fuck they're calling that area.
Sportsplex, might as well call it Sportsplex.
It's something like that. It's like the entertainment pavilion or some bullshit. Because it's just like, oh, there's the Rangers. They're working on their new stadium right now. There's the Rangers. There's the Cowboys. There's the old Ranger Stadium, which isn't that old, but I guess there it is for the AAA team or some shit that's gonna be playing there now.
You know what they should have done is just turn it into a fucking soccer field. Soccer stadium. I guess it's not long enough, maybe.
Yeah, you know, must need to be more like Cowboy Stadium.
But that's going to be interesting. Dude, I'll tell you right now, I'll buy some season tickets for the Rangers with an enclosed stadium. Because fuck going to games where you have to sit out in the middle of the summer. Fuck that.
Yeah, it's like, let's see, we got games today. It's a 3 o'clock. It's an afternoon game, so it starts at 3.
Oof. Temperature? Oof. 105.
105 today.
And clear skies and nothing but humidity.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. It's the weather app says don't go outside.
clearly says stay home.
Yes, do not go outside. The ozone layer does not exist today. You're gonna go outside, you're gonna sit in the stadium, you're gonna get skin cancer. You might catch a fly ball, you'll definitely get that cancer.
Yeah. Good luck. Good luck. So Microsoft, while they take one step forward, sometimes they take two steps back, and this is one of them. They've announced that they're, you know, State of Decay 2 is going to be a fun game that will probably be in our wheelhouse, and it'll probably be in our rotation of games that we all play together. It's a 4-player co-op online experience, a lot of fun, and they've announced the Collector's Edition. That doesn't,
for the sweet, sweet price of $69.99.
That doesn't come with the game.
Nope.
So you can get the collector's edition that comes with a steelbook case for the game that you buy separately, a human brain stand for the steelbook, and a zombie mask with a 4 gigabyte thumb drive and a patch. Now, you can add the game if you'd like to for $29.99, or $49.99 for the Ultimate Edition, which includes two DLC packs. So there's that.
Yep.
It's so dumb. Why? Who does that? Who's sitting I imagine they're sitting in the marketing meeting and the marketers are like, you know what's going to work in this day and age? If we don't sell the game with the collector's edition.
Hey man, listen, I bet we get a bunch of these fucking nerds, right? If we sell them all this collectible shit, but don't include the game, bro.
This is going to be totally awesome. Listen, I know we could include like a thumb drive. That's really a thumb, like a zombie thumb.
Oh, nice.
Hey, don't we still have those 4 gigabyte ones laying around from
hundreds?
Oh, let's just use those. We don't have to. Those, I think we got those back in 2001 for that like Xbox launch thing. We never used them.
It's seriously, 4 gigabytes. Are you kidding me? That wouldn't even hold the fucking game.
It wouldn't even hold the patch for the game. Yeah. Day one patch.
I literally was like, well, maybe they put the game. Oh, 4 gigabytes now.
Mm-mm.
Well, maybe it's like, maybe they give you the game on the thumb drive. No.
Well, here's something cool that Microsoft is doing. If you purchase a Xbox One X or a Xbox One S, you will get Sea of Thieves for free. So there you go.
Like, I mean, I already bought the game, but like, fuck.
Thinking about buying another Xbox, right?
Yeah, think about getting another Xbox, right? Just get the game for free.
And it comes with 1 month of Xbox Live Gold and Xbox Game Pass. So wait, yeah. So you get the game twice. There you go. let's see. Call of Duty. We're running out of stories. So. This is a fun one. Call of Duty is coming out with their new Black Ops 4 game this year. And they said that we are keenly aware of the Battle Royale popularity. So confirmed, you can expect Battle Royale in the next Call of Duty. That's all I got for that one.
Whoa.
And the last story is about PUBG. The originator, the innovator. Well, not the innovator because it's slow to update. But PUBG Mobile is now released in the West. You can get it now. They had to play catch up because Fortnite came out on iOS like a few days ago. And then PUBG was like, oh, fuck no. Like, uh-uh. And right now the Fortnite is already the second highest grossing game on iOS. So, a little late there, but I feel like PUBG is going to fall behind real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, especially with, you know, there's all these other games. Like, we were talking about this last week when the Moose was in town. Because we were just talking about video games and whatnot. And he was saying, like, he's like, I don't like PUBG because it's not my type of, like, game. He's like, but Fortnite looks like a lot of fun, even though it's, like, essentially the same thing. But, like, the cartooniness of it, the building aspect of it. All that stuff, and then you know, we start talking about like the Darwin Project, mm-hmm. whatever that game was called. It's kind of the same thing, you know. It's like you have to craft stuff, you have to do things, you have to like help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then that one, I think, because we're talking about that one, because like that one has the Twitch integration where you can, you know, you have the director, and then like they put out polls, and people that are watching your stream can like interact and vote for what happens next, or close off zones, or drop in packages, or
right
stuff, and like that. Very Hunger Games-ish. It was a lot of fun. But just, yeah, like PUBG, well, it like kind of sparked the popularity in this genre for sure. More widespread than it had been before. Yeah, it's got it figured out. I like it because of the more realism of it. Like, I don't care for the building stuff aspect of Fortnite. But PUBG's got to fucking step it up, man.
And that's the thing. PUBG, I had a lot of fun with it, but it stopped, like, innovating really quickly. Well, I guess it never really has. I mean, it released a new map that everybody seems to hate. Nobody wants to play it. But the thing that Fortnite has going for it is like it instantly like said, okay, here's your updates. Like they update every week. They add new things. They already launched a store with cosmetic items in it where you can buy them and put them on. They're always like every day there's new cosmetic items for you to put on. They're launching new weapons and new rockets and like all this shit every time. They've done multiple different modes where you can play, like 20 versus 20. So they're keeping it fresh. They're keeping it new for people. And that's what people have really latched onto.
Well, that's what I'm saying with like PUBG. It's like part of the is it the realism of it, right?
Yeah.
Like they're real, it's like real weapons. You know what I mean? Like in Fortnite, you know,
they're still modeled after real weapons, but
right, but you can get away with adding like, oh well, today, you know, oh, we're gonna add this new weapon. It's kind of like a shotgun, but it also shoots fire.
You could, I mean, they could, and I people would be like, that's
right,
cool.
and you'd play it like that's fine because that's what that game is. Like that's what it is. It's mm-hmm. it's supposed to be fun and silly and stuff like that. Like it, you know, and that's fine. But that's where I think PUBG is like limited because you can't do that. Like you could, but then that game loses not all credibility, but it loses what it has, that like realism to mm-hmm. it.
But they can do more. I think that they can do more customization, more. You know, they could do outfits. They could just be polishing the game. They could add, you know, better, you know, just add fucking a snow map, add, you know, shit like that. Like they can do things. It's just that they're being really slow about it. So that's my fear of them falling behind. So, I forgot to add this, Paragon, like $12 million worth of assets from Paragon and have been released through Unreal Engine 4. Like now if you use that and you're building a game, you can use all like tons of assets from that game that were never used, from DLC, from the game, worlds, maps, skins, models, like animations, everything. Like this is a huge deal for anybody who is looking to get into game development. You just had the biggest birthday ever. Like Merry Christmas, happy Halloween, all that shit. Like it's woo. It is. It's amazing. So, get on that. Make a game. Make an 8-bit geek game.
Someone please, God, please. Make a Saga game, actually.
No, make an 8-bit geek game.
No.
Yeah, make both. Stop trying to just get Saga shit made.
Well, we're all in Saga.
I know. I want both made. I guess everybody is in Saga as well. Kevin's in there as well.
Yeah. Everyone that matters.
It's true. All right, that's the show.
There ain't no Lil Stevie.
Damn, dude.
There ain't no Deb. Ain't no Mike. Ain't no Ants. I'm just kidding. It's the OGs.
And that's the show, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just kidding.
God damn. Just vicious.
Oh shit, Ants is here. Fuck. Oh
so,
god.
So is
in
Mike.
In the show. Fuck.
Boo boo. Oh wait, I got to drop. Hold on. Love hugs and all that bullshit.
Boo boo.